The Nebraska Supreme Court heard arguments Thursday about the permitting process for the Keystone XL pipeline. One attorney in the courtroom represented the Yankton Sioux Tribe of South Dakota. Jennifer Baker says the required consultation of tribes has not yet been completed, and surveys of historical and cultural resources were not done for the alternative route approved in Nebraska. Jennifer Baker tells justices that TransCanada did studies on its preferred pipeline route in 2008. And it is those studies the Nebraska Public Service Commission considered when permitting an alternative route in 2017. Baker says surveys identifying historical and cultural resources have not yet been completed on the alternative route.
Without surveys and the results of those surveys, there's insufficient evidence for the PSC to make a determination about how those resources would be harmed. They don't know what's there, so they don't know what harm could happen.
Consultation with tribes is a requirement of the Keystone XL pipeline. Baker tells Nebraska justices that there's a difference in perspective between tribes and the government officials issuing the pipeline permits.
The United States would argue that they engaged in consultation. The tribes would argue that they absolutely failed the consultation. There was nothing meaningful about it.
Baker outlines what responses are in place when pipeline workers encounter artifacts. She says construction will cease, and the State Historical Preservation Officer, the tribes, and the U.S. State Department will decide how to proceed.
But the biggest point I'd like to make with respect to this programmatic agreement is that it does not apply to the mainline alternative route. It's a site-specific agreement.
Attorneys for TransCanada and the Public Service Commission told justices that hearings were held where tribes and landowners could testify on the alternative route, and that it had been determined that the pipeline will cause little or no environmental damage. The Nebraska Supreme Court will issue an opinion at a later date. Construction on the pipeline is scheduled to begin in spring. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.